Blog Talk Radio.
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio!
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 This is the bulldozer Matt Tremont, and if there's one place to listen to on the internet, every Thursday, 9 p.m., Yakuza Kick Radio, Tremont says so. Who wants some?
God help us, Jesus! God and baby, Jesus! Help us!
Ladies and gentlemen of fucking America, this is Danny Havoc, and you have been listening to, or possibly are intending to listen to, the Yakuza Kick fucking radio. Fucking, yeah, Yakuza Kick radio.
Hell fucking yeah!
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
You're coming to come on Thursday night.
This is a brotherhood, and we all stick together. Like my nuts.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Everybody's a cunt but me in the world. I don't know what it is.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
Well, this is Mr. Insanity, Toby Klein, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird.
Oh, I don't like the cut of your jib, fella.
This is Greg Excellent, Bearded Dragon of the Northeast. You're listening to Yakuza Kick Radio. If you're not, probably watching porn and you have this muted. You should be listening to it, Jason Mann.
Where are Biggie and Tupac?
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Give a nigga rope on that cow, my guy.
All you have to do is listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you shouldn't. Now look at that doctor, homie. Fuck that. Black D. Oh.
Bullshit, man. Motherfucker. Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck you. Who's next?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the introduction.
Hosted by J-Cat Morris.
You are now listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
Why is the fire so big? Why do you make the fire so big, Gus? Look at that shit. It's a motherfucking ridiculous, Gus. The fire's too motherfucking big. Why?
It is Wednesday, March 27th, 2013. Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J-Cat Morris. And I'm outside tonight. Tomorrow is actually my birthday. I decided, hey, you know, I was going to actually call off the show for tonight. I was just going to say, fuck it. You know, I don't want to bother. I didn't pay attention to a whole lot of, Raw or anything this week, and I really didn't have, you know, a whole lot to complain about, quite honestly. But, I do have some things to talk about. I figure, you know, I'll do a quick hour, roughly, you know, if I run over, I run over. And figure I'll do it outside. I normally don't listen to the shows that much, because, how much can you hear yourself talk, you know, without being a fucking maniac? But I happen to just, like, turn it on real quick just to see, you know, how it sounded. And then I realized for the past 2 weeks, I've sounded choppy as hell. And it immediately drove me bonkers. But thing is I don't even know what to do about it. So I'm figuring being outside today, it might be better. I guess I'll hear the audio, you know, afterwards, tomorrow or something. I'll check it out and see how it sounded. Not that that's going to make me do every show outside, but at least give me a handle on whether it's, you know, reception or exactly what it is, because I just don't have a fucking clue. I'll do my best to try to figure it out, but there's really, really a limited amount of things that I could do. And, you know, I do it off my phone and it becomes, well, what are you going to do? I'm not going to get a new phone or anything like that. And especially because 3 weeks ago, it sounded fine. And then the past two shows, I went back and just listened to, you know, a couple seconds of the audio here and there.
and definitely heard a lot of choppiness, and I fucking hate that. I couldn't listen to that shit. So, honestly, my listenership has been horrible lately, but I don't know if that's a blog click issue, if they're fucking their numbers up or what exactly is the case there, but I don't know. You know, I just keep doing my thing. Hopefully people listen. You know, it is what it is. Yeah, so like I said, tomorrow's my birthday. I'm going to be 35 years old, which is, you know, I mean, shit comes quick, I guess. Now that other cliche shit people say. Not doing a whole hell of a lot. I took off a couple of days this week to get a few more things done. Saturday will be my the day I actually do something. And I'm going to go over to the Bronx Zoo. It's about 2 hours from here, but the place looks banging. I've never been there in my life, so go out there, take a shitload of pictures, you know, spend a day out there with the kids and everything. And, yeah, it should be a great day out. I'm off tomorrow. I was off yesterday. Pretty much taking a few vacation days, working every other day of the week instead of working 6 days straight like I normally do. So that's what I'm doing there. I'm going to get into a little bit about what I was doing yesterday. Eric's supposed to call in a minute because he went to SmackDown yesterday, so I wanted to get a little bit of a rundown from him to, you know, maybe get some spoilers or, you know, what his experience was like and stuff like that. So I don't really want to step on anything else. Just kind of waiting on him to call in. Well, to I guess I can just quick get into what I did yesterday. Yesterday I moved my fish tanks. I had a 49-gallon column tank and a 46-gallon bow front tank. The bow front was in front of my bed. My TV was off to the left with the column tank next to it. So my goal was to move the TV in front of the bed and then eliminate the column tank by buying another bow front that was pretty much identical to the other one, put those side by side, and like I said, move the TV to the other side. So that included me moving all the fish, all the water, all the tanks, everything transfer, moving everything yesterday, which is what I did, me and my friend Richard. So you know, we got that done, complete success. You know, tanks are looking awesome. Did that, you know, what would be a complete success, you know, the water to settle a little bit, a little cloudy, but no big deal. So I come home from work today, figure, oh, you know, complete success. Everything's great. Tanks look great. I'm looking, I'm like, the one tank, I'm like, where the fuck is my butterfly fish? Oh, well, apparently it wasn't a complete success because while I was at work today, you know, my red-tailed catfish ate my butterfly fish. Because I looked and looked and looked until I saw just a, you know, little bit of a tail hanging out of the mouth of my red-tailed catfish. Now, red-tailed catfish are ridiculous catfish. These things can get, in the wild, they can get to be like 500 pounds and shit like this. This guy is only like a little 2-inch fish right now. And no way did I think he was big enough to eat anything at this point. The butterfly fish was, you know, 1.5 inches. So I definitely didn't think that was going to happen there. That kind of sucked. So now there's nothing else. I had to move him to the tank next to him with the Jack Dempsey, who's far, far bigger, and all the plecos and stuff that are far, far bigger. So I got no more worries there. But he ate my goddamn fish, so that sucks. Anyway, I think I got Eric on hold here. Let me see what's up. Yo.
What's going on, JK? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Chilling. Figure, you know, just got home just in time to do the show. Dude, kick radio, baby.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, Eric, you attended the SmackDown taping yesterday, huh?
Well, not only was it SmackDown, but it was fucking main event, and it was Saturday Morning Slam, which let me be the first to say, what the fuck is the purpose of having a fucking Saturday Morning Slam show and having there not be able to be any head strikes, any strikes to the head? Because according to a person that was sitting right next to me, or maybe two seats down from me, this is a G-rated show, and we don't want to see punches on TV.
Oh, really? So they don't even throw, like, work punches?
Yeah, right. No punches. Not one punch. I didn't see a punch, and I was counting. I was looking for a punch, and I saw nothing. So, I mean, honestly...
Who wrestled?
If that's what... So the dark match of the show, let me go down with the whole...
Well, no, I mean, the Saturday... Well, yeah, give me the recap, but first I want to hear it on the Saturday's... Slam thing. Who wrestled on that?
It was originally supposed to be Zack Ryder and Justin Gabriel teaming up to take on Jinder Mahal and McIntyre.
Okay.
Which I'm going to come to the conclusion and say this right now on this show that I think the WWE has given up all hope on McIntyre because honestly, they really dropped the ball with McIntyre a few times with this. You know, doing all types of gimmick changes. But, okay, so this match happened, and it was a four-minute match, and it was a screw job. By the way, Mick Foley is the GM of that show, by the way. So I got to see Mick Foley. But so basically, yeah, that match, you know, three-man band won. They had a roll-up finish. It was against the ropes. You know, that whole thing where they have you in like a waist lock, hit the rope, you know, back. You know, back roll, hit, you know, hold the tights, blah, blah, they win. Then they start beating up on Ryder and Gabriel. Kofi Kingston's at the commentating, well, holy shit, I'm giving up spoilers completely, you know.
Yeah.
Just listen to this show and you won't even have to watch SmackDown or Monday, whatever, all the shows.
Which is a plus because I generally don't.
Right, right. So Kofi Kingston came out of the commentation booth, did a whole, you know, dive onto all three of them, blah, 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 threw every single one of three man band out of the ring. Mick Foley's music hits. He basically comes out and says, well, Kofi Kingston, you shouldn't, you know, you're a commentator. I am taking you out of commentation. Well, he did say commentation station. And I'm going to insert you in a match next against Heath Slater. And let me tell you something. What a debacle of a match that was. What a horrible match. You're not going to see
this
it.
This is still the Saturday you slammed?
Yeah, it's a half an hour, and they pretty much just ran those two matches. But,
okay.
I mean, let me tell you something. I don't ever want to see them two in the ring again. They're not going to show it. They're not going to show it. I know they're going to edit it heavily, but they screwed up a simple arm drag three times. They redid the spot three times.
Wow.
Gabriel, like, they completely, like, mistimed an arm drag. I don't understand how you do that when you're a WWE superstar. And they screwed up the, that whatever move, that flip thing that Kofi does. What does he call it? I'm trying to think what he calls it.
What, the kick?
No. It's like a pin. It's like the pin. It's like a Canadian Destroyer, but he's on the side. He grabs his, like, and he flips forward, and the guy takes a bump, a back bump.
Huh.
I'm trying to think what it's called. He always does it. But he did that, and they tried it, like, four times, and, like, the timing was wrong, and they would try, like, pretend like that wasn't supposed, like it was supposed to be like reverted, but
all right.
Clearly they were going
now,
for
Kofi
it.
Kofi didn't hit his kick at all, or no?
Well, he did, but he missed it in the match.
Okay. So
actually, no. Yeah, he hit. The finish was he finally hit that flip thing that I'm trying to think of the move. It's just the name's fucking totally missing.
Because I'm just trying to figure out, did they allow like kicks to the head if they don't allow?
No, they weren't even there was nothing to the. Everything was to the chest. Like, that Trouble in Paradise kick was to the chest.
Okay.
And I was sitting there being an asshole fan and going, well, I better not, like, clearly yelling, I better not see no punches in this match.
Right, right.
Like, clearly saying, that was that for that. That was the second tape show that they did. They did three tape shows. They did, that was second. The Saturday Morning Slam was second. The first was main event, and it actually show started off with Bray Wyatt versus Ted DiBiase in a dark match, which is technically not really dark, but
okay.
Bray Wyatt pretty much with his promo that he cut, it set him back 3 months again. Because honestly, he cut a horrible promo. Nobody gave two craps about it. And
right.
People were silent. It wasn't even like there was no heel heat or any heel heat. Wow, I'm giving away fucking spoilers. Kayfabe, brother. Holy shit, I'm on a roll tonight. But, yeah, he just, he really, like, he didn't really do well. And I think adding those guys like the Rowan guy and Brody and whoever else he wants to throw, I think he needs more people to accompany him to the ring. And, like,
the
whole thing with what he's doing in NXT with, like, the family thing, I think that's the only way it works for him. Because honestly,
correct.
Him as a singles, only as a singles wrestler, I think he's just another guy.
Right.
That's just my opinion, though. I don't know what you think, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think he's all right. I prefer him to more or less play a manager role, you know, so the Brody and whatever his fuck's his name.
Rowan,
I thought it always looked better. As soon as they would put him in the ring in NXT, it's not like he was horrible, but I just immediately didn't care as much. Like, he looked more imposing as he was watching his quote-unquote family go out there and be crushers. Like, he had mind control over them. He had more of a dominance to him there than he ever showed in the ring.
Right, right. And that's kind of what I was, like, kind of noticing that. But DiBiase won with a schoolboy, so... I mean,
okay.
But that was the first match. But then the second match was... I popped fuse for Antonio Cesaro coming out and yodeling out to the ring. And he wrestled Kane in a match.
Okay.
And this was for a main event. But it was a decent match. It was really good. Like, they went, like, maybe 10, 11 minutes tops.
Yeah.
And AJ's music hit, and she tried to distract him. But Daniel Bryan was already at ringside, and he was screaming, "No! No!" And just, like, it was pretty funny. But Kane won with a big choke slam. And then,
right.
Well, one thing that you'll notice if you ever go to house TV shows is that they love to play the same promo three or four times within the span of a half an hour. They must have played a WrestleMania card, like, hype up three or four times in, like, half an hour.
Hmm.
It was weird, but they just kept playing the same one, like, just like whatever. But then they had... they had Brodus and Tenzai come out, and then they were with the Funkadactyls, and the Funkadactyls actually had a tag team match against Nikki and Brie, the Bella Twins.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm going to say this right now, and I'm getting a lot of slack for it, but I think it's a match that people should watch. The athleticism of the Funkadactyls, Cameron and Naomi, holy shit.
I've been saying that for weeks. That they've been
they are fucking
really
great.
Good.
One of the Funkadactyls did a flipping, like they did a front flip up in the air, like a jumping front flip and then a clothesline. Like they did the clothesline and then took a front flip. Like did the front flip out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want to say,
like,
that's Naomi that does that because she's got a lot more aerials than Cameron's got. And,
like they were doing like fucking, they were doing perfect drop kicks and like. I was
like
holy shit. I was like, wow. I was like, I can't believe this. Like, it was amazing. But that was the main event show. And then they did SmackDown. And it started off with The Rock. He came out with, you know, fucking loud pops. So the place was sold out. And even Rock even said it was the first time in Hershey history that the place was sold out for a show there. It was legit packed. This place holds probably like 14,000. It was sold out. But Rock came out, cut a really good promo, talking about you know, him being in Hershey, and he popped. You know, I popped because he mentioned my hometown of Bethlehem.
Jesus Christ.
Of course, popping for Bethlehem, but he started talking. I'm really getting spoilers away. I feel really bad now. Like, I'm just like thinking about it. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm giving away spoilers for shows that have happened. But you know what?
It doesn't matter.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. People are gonna fucking read the results anyway.
Right.
But, okay, so The Rock, so he starts talking, blah, 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 starts, like, talking about how all this stuff, and he's about to cut his, like, if you smell, and fucking returning for the first time in a long time, John Laurinaitis' music hits.
Okay.
So he comes out, he starts talking about how, you know, how he always, like, liked The Rock, and The Rock is like, who in the blue hell are you? And Laurinaitis
right.
is like, I am the former, talking about how he's the former everything.
It
and The Rock's
matter.
Like, I don't care. Yeah, he's like, I don't care. No, he didn't do it. It doesn't matter. He didn't do that. So he just kept, like, Laurinaitis and Rock talk, and then Laurinaitis was trying to get a spot in Mania, managing The Rock against Cena. And Cena's like, well, let me think about it. But first, let's do what everybody in business does. Let's do a handshake. So they did a handshake. Fucking Laurinaitis goes to pull away. Rock still holds on. Laurinaitis goes to pull away again. Fucking nothing. Laurinaitis pulls deeply. Big spinebuster. Because Laurinaitis said he wasn't going to say that The Rock wasn't going to give him the fucking Rock Bottom. And The Rock was like, I'm not going to give you the Rock Bottom. But he gave him the spinebuster and the people's elbow.
Yeah, okay.
And then he pulled out of underneath the ring, he pulled out a giant Hershey bar, signed it, and gave it to some kid, and like four or five kids were like fighting with this kid. It was pretty funny. But that was the opening promo. It's about 20 minutes long. I mean, it's kind of like surprisingly long for a promo on SmackDown. All
right.
So the first match of the night on SmackDown was Chris Jericho versus Wade Barrett. And I'm going to say this, and I feel like I'm going over the same thing with you know, different people. But honestly, Wade Barrett is a little too late with everything. I think the guy is just going to be subpar at most. They really dropped the ball with Wade Barrett. He could have been something huge, and now he's just a guy.
Like Chris, you hear that, Chilla. That's Chrissy's her dream husband.
So Wade Barrett?
Yeah.
Oh, he's completely honestly, he's a good. It's not his fault. I think it's WWE's fault because he could have been champion, the world champion at one point. But the problem is that it's a little too late because his match with Jericho was okay.
Right.
But my only problem with the match was it was kind of like you're waiting for Fandango or Fandango to come out.
Right.
And it was just, that was pretty much that. And Fandango did come out. I have to say it right. He did come out and he just started dancing. And Jericho's like, come in the ring. And Fandango was like, no, I'm not going to come in the ring. He was dancing. But, you know, I'm going to say this right now. I can't believe Johnny Curtis got a fucking gig like that. Like, seriously. Like, Johnny Curtis. Like, who the fuck is Johnny Curtis? Like, before Fandango.
Yeah, well, he definitely got himself an immediate push off of that gimmick.
Of course. He's going to work Jericho at Mania. Pretty much like one of those things. So up next, they fucking more promos, and then I forgot about to tell you on that. I think it was a dark match because honestly, they fucking really like they weren't even showing Mania or Saturday Morning Slam, but Mark Henry wrestled Daniel Bryan in a 3-minute match that saw Mark Henry beat the crap out of Daniel Bryan.
Wow.
Up next was there was so many stupid shit going on. I'm trying to think who else was next. I don't think it was a weightlifting contest. I think that might have been next. There was weightlifting contest with Ryback and Mark Henry, and that killed the crowd. That killed the crowd.
Sure.
There was a lot of stupid stuff going on with that. It was just like pointless. It's pointless to have any type of weight. Oh, we're gonna have a weightlifting contest. Okay. Like, go ahead, kill the crowd. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds
like a stupid idea.
What was that?
Sounds like a stupid idea.
Right, and I don't, and they keep saying, oh, if the record is 54. Like, okay, whatever, who cares? Like, this is not, like, and then, like, they're about to start, like, before they even start, like, lifting weights and fucking, like, Ryback and Mark Henry getting their faces, and Booker T's like, if you either men touch each other, I'm going to ban you from Mania. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So guess what happens? Ryback is about to break Mark Henry's record. Like, Mark Henry does, like, 54. Ryback's about to break the record. Fucking Mark Henry grabs the fucking thing and starts pushing the weight down on Ryback's fucking chest. Like, and he wasn't, like, and Booker T was already gone. Like, he already left. Because fucking Teddy Long was standing out there. Right. It made no sense. You're saying that you're no touching of a person, then you fucking do that shit, and you don't get banned? Like, makes all no right. sense. Then, what the fuck was that? I think the Swagger versus Great Khali, I think, was next. And, oh my gosh, yeah. And, that was that match. Fucking Del Rio came out of the crowd to fucking beat the shit out of, after Ricardo came out and said, come on, Swagger, beat me up. So, you know, Del Rio fucking snuck in behind him, started beating him up. That was that. Then they had, I'm missing something. I'm thinking, sorry, I'm just, it's like, it was a fucking tiring night, so. Got home at 1 o'clock in the morning. Trying to think who, I know the match is offhand, I'm just trying to think who's on order. It wasn't that many matches on SmackDown. Now I think about it, it was a lot of fucking stupid promos. But, so the next match was Rhodes Scholars and Antonio Cesaro versus Big Show, Sheamus, and Randy Orton. And it was like, it was okay. But everybody was looking around for the Shield, like fan-wise, all the fans were looking around for the Shield, and that was that. All
right.
And they ended up getting the Shield, and the music ended up hitting at like right at the end of the match, and then they pretty much no contest did it. And the Shield, you know, they fought in the crowd, and they ended up beating the crap out of each other into the press box, it was like a luxury box. They started beating each other. And then, you know, they got the upper hand on the Shield, and that's probably where SmackDown ended. There was one more match on SmackDown. Yes, there was. I'm totally forgetting. There was Dolph Ziggler and AJ in a mixed tag match versus Daniel Bryan and the women's champion, which is Caitlin. Yeah, Caitlin. Right. And that was a decent match. That was mostly a lot of, like, outside fighting. A lot of outside stuff, and it was also thrown out. So that was two no contests in one SmackDown. I don't understand how they booked that. And then they had the dark match I didn't even say for all of it, but it was Big Show, not Big Show, Ryback got added, and it was Ryback, Sheamus, and Orton versus The Shield. And that was the dark match main event. After, just on SmackDown, they just beat the crap out of him, and they're like, okay, here's our next, we want this Shield again. And that won't even be on TV, so.
Right.
But that was SmackDown. That was my SmackDown experience for Hershey. It was fun. I was fucking three people away from getting a fucking picture with Dolph Ziggler.
And
a picture of an autograph, but he fucking, and early. And I'm going to say this right now, and I'm not going to sound mean, okay? I've never seen so many fucking hillbillies at a wrestling show before. Like, a bunch of hillbillies who fucking get all amped. Oh, we're going to all see some wrestling tonight. Like, chill out. Like, relax. Like, don't be acting like assholes. Like, these people were, like, fighting with each other. Like, their own family, they were fighting with each other, like, arguing. I can't take my train. I have a big-ass train. I don't want to go to...
Hell fucking yeah!
I was waiting for that. Not really, but... But, yeah, that's pretty much a SmackDown. in a nutshell for it. Go out and watch it on Sci-Fi on Friday.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, like, I don't know about that. Fuck that.
Nobody got time for that.
All this reward. But that was that, and you know, hopefully, like I'm gonna start trying to hit up more shows, and be kind of cool. Maybe every week I come on and review a show I want to. I think.
Sure, man.
I think next week I'm going to show called PWS next week.
Yeah, well,
so,
that's what, a Friday show.
Yeah, so I'll have a review for the next Wednesday. So I should have an interesting review, depending on how the show goes. It's either going to be really good or really bad. So, you know, it'll be interesting. Interesting. It'll be the WrestleMania weekend and WrestleMania is that weekend too. I almost went to Mania. It was very close to going to Mania this year. I was looking at tickets yesterday. I'm like, fucking, want to go to Mania now. And just. It's about the money right now. It's just, I don't know. It's a fucking last. It's going to be a last minute thing. I can get tickets if I want to. But it's going to be one of those things where I'm going just to say I'm at Mania, not for the good seats.
Right.
Because honestly, clearly, I'm not going to have good seats. But I just figured, you know, I'll call in and, you know, do my review. Thank you again.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, head out here for Mania and, you know, do the whole thing.
Of course, it's gonna be awesome. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And excited for PWS too.
Huh?
I was waiting for you to say something, a reaction. I said, I'm actually excited for PWS now too.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, Jay, I'll check you out, all right? All
right, man. All right,
take it easy. All right. Bye. All
right. Yeah, so there was Eric, you know, telling us about his SmackDown experience, and, you know, yeah, all right. So anyway, like I was saying, I was fucking fishing my other fish, man, so I had to move him over to the tank next to it where he can't eat nothing else, and that was like a fucking, that fish just ate like a $17 fucking meal, man, like, you know, Jesus Christ, because, I mean, the butterfly fish must have cost like fucking... At least, I think it was like $17. So I'm like, motherfucker, dude, that shit was not meant for you, bitch. And I don't feed my fish live either, so it's just like random. The butterfly fish is stupid, though. They're like live bait, man. Like, the motherfuckers just hang up at the top of the water and just sit there for a while. And then they'll swim around a little, but they just kind of look like a fucking fishing lure. And they just sit up there. And apparently the fucking catfish decided... He wasn't having that shit, so, or he was having that shit for that matter. So anyway, let me blow through everything I gotta go talk about. That's that. X-Pac ripped his asshole open on a Bronco Buster. So, I normally don't find humor in wrestlers getting injured. However, this, quite a bit. So, yeah, that's pretty fucking hilarious. It was at the show that they had. I forget exactly where it was. I think it was out like Midwest or that type of area, because it was the Jerry Lynn last show, and he ripped his asshole open on a Bronco Buster, and apparently finished the match, and supposedly was at the after party like an hour later or something, and then he left early from there. And had much bleeding from his asshole, from what I hear. That's that. I always thought that move was for assholes anyway. So, you know, there you go. And I wonder if chicks are going to be more hesitant to use that move. You know, seeing as you could rip a whole lot of things apparently in there. And I don't know. I just, hopefully that move will disappear from wrestling due to possibility of anal injury or whatever the case, but I don't know. I'm going to play this track real quick, just so I could take a just quick breather and then, you know, just run down a couple more things. Like I said, I'm probably only going to go an hour, a little over an hour. So I'm almost halfway through anyway, so let me just take this break and then I'll come back and just do this real quick. All right, hold on.
Yo, it's 3:25 in the morning. My baby mom's still yawning. Kiss my little daughter on the forehead. Enough said, people goes off. 500, yo, it's bustin', bustin'. God, we trust another one bites the dust.
Yeah, man, fuck that. I was about to see this cat. Some niggas pulled up in a black Suburban, jumped out the back, tried to put it on me while we fighting over the gap. The way them niggas trying to play me, son, them niggas is whack. Hey, yo, man, yo, you know it's only right to react. Call the whole squad, lay these niggas down, face flat.
Hey, yo, boss, chill, calm down. 20 minutes, uptown, 151 is Pink Dick. I'm there quick. I told my baby moms I got to go. I walked out the door to grab the 2 9s out the float. Driving through South Joe, we take a nigga's to vote.
Still on the run, always run for cover when it's necessary. Your mouth numbers for now, but all that shit is temporary. Fuck with the wrong click, the way we get down. If you violate, you leave you lost, you'll never be found. Number whatever on missing person. In a minute, them niggas will feel a full blast of my squad gas.
I'm through the Scarborough Bridge in my fat lands with my 2 9s and my mans. I'm a second from the spot, across the street from the parking lot. My trigger finger is hot, I'm seeing bust in the phone booth. Niggas on the roof, split star is in the range. The atmosphere changed, lords in the forerunner with machine guns. Big one.
Now we about to have mad fun. Me and the whole squad meet up. No shit about to heat up. Wet the whole entire street up. Blast from the car, speed up. My enemies wouldn't even want to beat you. I see you hunting me down, not knowing that my crew arrived. We gon' see who be the last alive. While we creep all over the place, looking for space. In case, see them rest my whole clip up in the space. As my squad hold a post down, we patiently laying for them to pass through. Carefully timing the way we put it on their whole crew.
Hey, yo, bus, give me the cue. I'm here for you, close to you. Blood in and blood out, we going all out. Bullets just ringing out, guns is just ringing out. Yo, bus, hit the dirt, lay flat. You my nigga to the end, I got your back. Turn around quick.
Oh, shit, he started blasting, grazed me on the hip. Lord have mercy, dumb five on a nigga. Dunk his whole shit. His whole crew busted, shit ain't going according to plan. Goddamn, shit jam. Nigga standing right behind me, think I'm caught up on the creek. I think I need to pray the Lord my soul to keep. This thing about to fly my hand, crew burst into a rage. Flip, lifted this nigga, putting two inside his rib cage, yo, rampage.
Hey, yo, I see them niggas coming, now I'm dumbing. We dead, three niggas already. The next two we catch, we leaving bloody.
So much drama over this fucking money. The way the situation ended wasn't even funny. Tried to rob this nigga because I was fucking hungry. But if you try to test me, blast a nigga in a hurry. Me and my squad bouncer left the fucking scene ugly.
I'm dreaming about, man. Shit is crazy. I gotta call this nigga Ramp. Where's the bar?
Ah, Jesus. You know, there's so much of a talent.
I hope this nigga pick up the phone. Pick up the phone, son. Yo. Hey, yo, Ramp.
What? Oh, shit!
Yeah, so I'm back. I was in there trying to make a cup of coffee and stuff, so I'm going to go back in there and continue to try to do that while I'm talking. So very professional indeed. Apparently, speaking of professional, you know, they got all these shows running, the pro wrestling week, whatever you want to call it, leading up to WrestleMania. Like, it seems like everybody's running. So Extreme Rising and those guys – we're going to have their three shows. Well, apparently all three of their shows have been canceled. So whatever Shane Douglas was doing, he was obviously doing wrong, because now all these guys, you know, are beat. Whatever fans had their, you know, mindset on going to that above all the other shows that are going on, it's no longer an option. And then, you know, besides that, I mean, all these other guys had their paydays, you know, wrapped up in that. I mean, you got to figure all of these workers, you know, with pretty much everybody running that weekend, they got to make a choice. You know, as hard as it is with double bookings and everything else on a normal weekend, a weekend like this where everybody's running, I mean, it's got to be a difficult choice to, you know, where are you going to work? What card are you going to get in? Then the promoter's got to figure out where can they fit you in, you know, are they all booked up? Do they have any space for you on their card? So, you know, at this point especially, you got to figure it's not going to be the easiest thing to get in on a card if you're not already in on it. And then, you know, I mean, it's definitely got to weigh hard on these guys that are already committed to that. Well, I'm just making all sorts of background noise. So that really sucks, man, for, like, all parties involved. Obviously, I wouldn't imagine that Shane Douglas wanted this to happen, but in the same token, it's bad business if it comes down to three entire shows that are canceled. I mean, there's – and I know, you know, you'll have your you know, big-headed fucking wrestlers that'll tell me, oh, you don't know what goes into running a company, and until you run a company, you can't say anything. And, you know, to those people, I always say, shut the fuck up, because the bottom line is it's a product. It's being put out there like any other entertainment product, and if you don't want to be fucking criticized, then maybe you shouldn't be in the fucking business. Maybe you shouldn't be around people who, you know, the fans are going to criticize any form of entertainment. So if you can't handle the fact that you are going to be criticized for your craft, well, then maybe you shouldn't be part of that craft to flip the tables a little bit on people who decide that you just don't know what goes on behind it. You know, just like I say, you know, you can't run a fucking flower shop and, you know, have somebody walk in the door and be like, you know, hey, I don't like the way this arrangement looks, and fucking freak out and go, so when do you start running flower shops, asshole? Till you run a flower shop, you can't tell me how to fucking, like, that's not how you run a business. So everybody who thinks, you know, wrestling is special and me as an outsider can't look at something and tell you when it's fucked up, well, you're dead wrong. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that want wrestling to be a big secret society. You know why, though? Because there's a lot of wrestlers and, you know, there is a huge sacrifice that's put into wrestling. I mean, you got, you know, your physical sacrifice, the fact that you don't make a lot of money, you know, for the most part. Very, very few wrestlers make any type of money to be, like, really, you know, boasted about. And if you do, of course, you had to bust your ass. You had to work really hard. You had to put – and then the other thing is the time, the travel time, and the just time overall that you need to put into it and stuff. So, of course, there's a huge sacrifice. And a lot of wrestlers do put themselves on that pedestal because it's the only thing that sets them apart from normal people. It's the only thing that makes them feel like what they did was worth it, is to tell somebody who's spectating it, you don't even understand. Now, they do understand, but they just didn't want to go that far to be into it. Not saying that everybody in the world understands, but I'm pretty sure at, you know, come tomorrow, I'll be 35. Pretty sure at 35 years old, I could figure out what goes on. You know, there's a lot of scheduling conflicts. There's a lot of different guys that need to be paid. Some, you know, some companies work off of what the house makes, you know. You know, they make money off of the vendor thing. They got all that going, you know, like a PWS. They do all the fucking crazy vendors and then ticket sellers and all that shit. Obviously, there's different companies that run different ways. I don't know exactly who gets paid what. I don't know exactly how DJ runs his company. I don't know exactly how fucking Tap Out and those douchebags run their company. But I can tell you that it's one of a few ways, and it's not hard to figure out for a fucking, you know, layman or a person who's not in the business. It's not a giant secret society. You can quit flattering yourself, wrestlers out there, because I'm tired of hearing your fucking mouths, honestly. You know, I can go to a fucking show, I can watch a match, and I can tell you that fucking match looked perfect. And there's not a wrestler that's going to jump up and go, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about because you're not a wrestler. But as soon as you say something's fucked up, they go, what the fuck do you know? You can't do that shit. So that's the double standard that a lot of guys work by. And, you know, like I said, it's the bitterness. It's the dudes that just, they don't want to take negative criticism. They might not even want to be doing what they're doing, but they talk themselves into it, and then they try to talk down to other people in order to make themselves feel better about doing what the fuck they're doing. So it is what it is. Like I said, it's a form of entertainment, like music, like movies, like all sorts of forms of entertainment that you're going to be criticized for your action, whether positive or negative. And, of course, it's easier to handle the positive than the negative. No one's screaming at fans of any sport. You know, you're dead wrong if they're talking positive about you. So, you know, it is what it is. But just random little jab there. But it's a nerve that's hit very, very often. Now, again, let's talk about some more. Now, it sucks about Extreme Rising for the guys that were going to get paid and all of that stuff. So, PWS, I just mentioned them as douchebags. So I can't not have an example, can I? No, I cannot. So here's a good example. Apparently, if you type in combatzonewrestling.com into your computer, you know where that brings you? That brings you to Pro Wrestling Syndicate's website. Now, why is that? Because that's a cheap attempt at promoting their company, because they're so confident in their product that they're doing somewhat of an internet bait and switch to fans out there. So Combat Zone Wrestling's website is czwrestling.com. Now, if a fan out there doesn't know that and they're looking for CZW and they go, let me type in combatzonewrestling.com, well, they'll be redirected to Pro Wrestling Syndicate's website and then hopefully decide that they're just going to go with that instead of CZW. So it's a really cheap dickhead move. It's a real, like, purposely actually trying to steal fans, which I don't know how you'd be so simple-minded that you're like, I want to see what's up with this company. They direct you to another company, and you go, okay, this will have to do. Like, I don't know who would do that. But, like, you can go, if you're a big dickhead, you know, say you have like a landscaping company. Well, go register necrobutcher.com because that's not bought. So you can go buy that domain name. And then everybody that likes the necrobutcher will type in necrobutcher.com and then they'll get Jerkoff's Weed Whacking and Leave Company. You know what I mean? Like, whack and leave. You know what I mean? They'll get your fucking company over there. Or if, you do power washing on the side, you could put, just come up whatever's popular, whatever's going well. You know what I mean? Like, you can just steal someone's actual company name and then redirect them to your website because, you know, that for people who claim that they're so confident in their product and they're not worried about other companies and they're not trying to compete and they're not trying to cut throats and they're not trying to do anything to any other companies, nobody would do that type of shitty business move other than an amateur, fucking immature group of fucking people such as Eric Tapout and fucking Pat Buck and fucking, you know, these people, they run shit fucking high school douchebag business. And then they fucking yell at fans, you know, that type of shit. Like, you don't know what it is. And, you know, they swear they're just fucking professional. But, again, they go into fucking internet wars with fans. They fucking register other companies' fucking names to redirect fans to their website. I mean, look at this shit on the surface. It's an asshole move. Nobody in their right fucking mind would look at that and go, well, that sounds like an honest thing to do. No, it's just being a complete cocksucker, which is how I feel about these people. And, you know, it's the God's honest truth. And just a quick note, too. It's now been over a month since I've drank anything, you know, alcoholic-wise. And, you know, I just want to point out, because a lot of people had me pinned as some kind of specific different character, or this is what I was and I didn't understand and this and that, and sure, like I said, I was going overboard for quite some time. And the fact of the matter is, though, is when I wanted to piss people off, I did. Now, of course, while drinking, it would go a lot further than maybe I would have if I wasn't drinking. But my intent either way was to piss someone off. Pat Buck and those guys, I don't fucking like them. This is me straight up. You know what I mean? So when I wanted to piss them off while drinking, well, that's a whole lot easier because I could take it a lot further in this net. But there's nothing about that I don't mean. You know what I mean? And the thing is like, people are quick to call you, like, internet tough guy, this and this and this. I wasn't the one. There was never something coming out of my mouth talking about beating nobody up or punching anybody in the face. See, on the other side of things, where you got little fucking Joey Janela over there, he's fucking sending me messages during that whole thing that he's going to punch me in my fucking face. And I told him, I guarantee you that shit ain't going to happen. I mean, number one, I'm not attending all these little bullshit wrestling shows. But number two, dude, I'm not the internet tough guy saying I'm going to punch anyone in the face. But if that's what your agenda is, then you make that happen, man. Because if I was such an internet tough guy, then I'd be making threats on the internet. I kind of think that would be the thing. But again, like, when I'm not the guy making any threats, I mean, just keep in mind who's the one. Yeah, I mean, just keep in mind who's the one, because I'm not seeking nobody out because I ain't the one that, you know, that swore that they were going to do something. So, I mean, if shit don't turn out in the end, if you do ever see me and shit doesn't turn out the way you thought it would, don't blame me, man, because I wasn't even going to you as far as that dude goes. And it was what it was. I was saying to piss people off, and apparently mission accomplished. And I don't know. You know, sometimes I'm a little ignorant that way. It's not even ignorance, because I know what I'm doing. And it's not, you know, I don't know. I think they run jerk-off business. I think they conduct themselves like a bunch of high school kids. And I just figure, you know, I call them jerk-offs for doing so. So now they only prove me right when they do these little tricks like, you know, taking Combat Zone Wrestling's fucking thing and putting their website on it. So, you know, I don't know why people need to, like, back up guys like that and, you know, start threatening people and shit like that. But it is what it is, man. Like I said, 35 years old tomorrow, I could give a fuck about somebody who thinks that shit's going to phase me like that. It's just, you know, all I'm doing is talking, and it's going to continue to happen. I know that I can handle myself. I'm not worried about none of that. I'm not running around on the internet threatening to punch people, so it's cute. Let me see. Oh, on the internet. They're talking, they're doing a lot of this. I don't know exactly what sparked it in this app, but they're doing this whole thing where everybody puts up the equal sign, and it's supposed to support gay marriage and equality and all this stuff. Well, although, like, listen, man, I think I agree with the message. Everyone should be able to get married. I think all marriage is gay, so why shouldn't gay marriage be legal? I think it's all gay. The thing is like, one of the memes that somebody put up too is like, they have a judge sitting there, and it's like, hold on, I'm about to make a ruling, but I have to figure out if enough people put that as their status on Facebook yet. And that's kind of where I feel there. Like, people run around changing their fucking profile picture to, like, equal signs. Like, that's not – there's nothing that you can post on your Facebook wall. You're not going to post a picture of a missing kid and have a bunch of people like it, and then the kid's going to be home and safe. Maybe that's a bad example, because maybe someone would see the kid and then be able to help. Let's say click like if you agree, you know, cancer is bad and everyone likes it. Then what happens? No money is raised. No, nothing is nothing. It's just everyone's clicking like, you know, make this your profile picture if you hate fucking pedophiles. And then everyone makes that profile picture. There's nothing that's going to change because you changed the picture on your goddamn Facebook. Same thing, like, everybody's like, yeah, dude. So what, now all the people on your friend list know that you're okay with gay marriage? Like, dude, they shouldn't even be on your friend list if they're fucking crazy and, you know, are completely against that anyway. You should figure out who you're friends with rather than, this will send a message to the people on my list. Like, dude, what is going on with this? You know? So I don't know. It's just, just one of those things that kind of annoys me because I know there's no actual, there's no result. There's no positive result that can come out of that. It's not that I'm like, hey, stop talking about that gay stuff. I'm not saying like that. Like I said, I agree with the message. I just think like you could stand in your closet with no one home and yell. Maybe a closet's a bad reference, but you could stand in a house with nobody in it and yell about all of your beliefs, and that doesn't fucking matter because you're just standing in an empty house. You know, it doesn't make any sense. You know. So, I don't know. It's just completely random. I figured I'd bring it up. I watched the Steen Davey Richards Face Off, I think they called it or whatever. This shit was like marriage counseling. Ah, I said that. I don't even know where the fucking accent is. What that was. It shit sounded like marriage counseling. It was like the two of them sitting there going, well, here's how I felt when you said that. Oh, well, I could understand how you would feel that. I understand. Well, here's how I felt. Well, okay. I understand, and I agree that if you felt like that, I would have felt that way too. Well, you know, it's like, well, then didn't this happen before that happened? Yes, it did. And when that happened, this is how I felt. And I'm just like, holy shit, these guys are wrestlers, and they're sitting here like working out their difficulties like a troubled married couple with a fucking, you know, counselor. I was just like, it felt awkward. But there was a couple things that were kind of cool in there. Couple things said here and there. But I'm going to clip some stuff from that, hopefully within the next coming weeks. I'd like to do more bits on the show. I'd like to clip more stuff like I did the Maniac thing. And I'd like to clip a bunch of different interviews up and just get some thing going. I mean, I can make it hilarious like the Maniac thing or just, you know, clip a bunch of clips. So, get people a gist of some of the things that happens on some of the shoots. So then that prompted me to want to listen to the Steen solo shoot because I've had it for a little while and I haven't ever hit play on the thing. So I watched the most of that and a few funny things about that. Apparently when they were doing, what was it? I think Best of the Best. And Quack and Steen were in the match together or whatever. I think it was a four-way. And he kicked Quack in the back of the head. And he said he fucking cracked him open and fucked him up pretty good. And rather than, you know, Quack say, hey, my eye's fucked up or something like that, I can't see out of my eye, he said, I'm having difficulty focusing my left eye. Like, what kind of shit is that? So, you know, it's just, I guess, classic Quack in the way he conducts himself. It's just, I don't know. I've never liked that super proper shit that he does. But, you know, hey, man, each their own. He's a great athlete. He's just a weird dude. So there's that. And then he said that DJ apparently tried to book him again recently or last year or something not too long ago, and he pretty much did it via Twitter, like saying at Kevin Steen, fucking hey, fucking come to CZW or like some kind of shit like this, and then like direct message, fucking some kind of like Twitter booking he was trying, and Steen was like, yeah, I don't take like you know, direct tweets as booking requests. He's like, I have a feeling I'm not going back there ever again. It's just like he completely clowned him because he's like, DJ pretty much tried to like Twitter book me. I was like, well, that's awful professional. So I thought that was pretty funny. There was a lot of funny things, you know, throughout there. It was a long interview and I watched the most of it. So, yeah, there was a lot of different stuff, you know, with the CZW run and then the Ring of Honor. And, you know, he talked a bunch of different stuff about all the stuff that was going on. So, kind of talking in circles at this point. So, Mania's coming up. I really didn't watch too much of this Raw thing. I skimmed it twice. I got nothing, really. Next week I'll cover it much more. Next week I'm going to have all the the pre-show to all of this shit that's going down next weekend, including Mania. It should be a much, much bigger show as far as what's coming up, what my, you know, maybe predictions or how I feel about it or whatever the case is. I'll go a lot more of it. As I said, birthday's tomorrow. I really didn't put a lot of super detail into this show at all. I just figured I'd do a little bit, talk a little shit, you know, and get out of here. But the other thing I wanted to point out, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla did their All-Star Weekend last weekend. I pre-ordered both shows. The shows just look fucking awesome. There's a preview that's online if you go on YouTube. And I think just for night one, there might be a night two one up thus far. If there is, I'll put both on the Yakuza wall and on my own wall by the end of the night. I know there's night one, so I'll post that up there. And I did share it myself the night one the other night. So just unreal shit. And they're honestly, I keep saying this, but I really think they're clearly hands down the best independent company in the world, if not, you know, definitely the country. So I wish they do out of pay-per-views. I'd hand them my money every month. I did send them my money as far as these DVDs go. So great stuff. But they got a lot of big stuff going on with all these other companies. The Dragon Gate USA, Evolves, CCW, I think Ring of Honor is doing stuff. Those other jerk-offs up north, they're doing stuff. Chikara's doing stuff. All these things. I mean, they got shows that start at like 11 o'clock at night over up there up North Jersey. It's like crazy shit. They got like, you know, like a 4 o'clock show, like an 8 o'clock show, and then like an 11 o'clock show. I can't imagine like these people, I'll give you some kind of credit. I don't know, either as dysfunctional human beings or people that just have an unbelievable drive for wrestling. Because if you actually sat through 4 to 8, 8 to like almost 11, and then 11 to like fucking 2 in the morning or something, you love you some motherfucking wrestling. You might need medication, you know. I mean, one of the two or both, I don't know. But shit, man, good for you. I mean, if you can handle all of that, and that's for you. I mean, this weekend is just so packed with wrestling. You know, that weekend is so packed with wrestling that you should definitely be able to find something that you like, if not a lot of stuff you like. So I think that's about all I got. And then a week from tomorrow, the day after my next show, I'll be going to get more tattoos, get my daughter's names on my arms and stuff like that. So I'm pretty excited. I got a lot of, you know, cool stuff coming up as far as just what I'm excited about. And, you know, I enjoy it. So, let me get my plugs real quick. Wrestling Soup is on tomorrow night. WrestlingSoup.com. You check them out over there. Stern Nation should be on tomorrow night as well, I believe. Usually before, and that's at Codebase Radio. My plugs are a little off this week, so what? Sports Den, I believe, should be on tonight, actually. And you could check them out on Ustream. As I always say, go on to Facebook, look up those names, and they have their own pages. They'll give you direct links. Women Love Wrestling, they're doing their thing, I believe, tonight. If not, again, check out the Facebook. They'll give you direct links. Because I think they might be like kind of pre-recording their things. So I'm not sure if they're doing them exactly on Wednesdays still or what's what. But they're still doing weekly shows. Definitely check them out. That's Stir Nation, Sports Den, Women Love Wrestling, The Wrestling Soup. Yolanda's on tomorrow night with the Shiznet. I think I got everything. Think I got everything. So that's that. I'll check you motherfuckers out next week. Peace.
Night, this is Stone Cold Steve Austin. And it's a fucked up world we're living in. And people are doing some really bad shit. The TSA is about to start allowing pocket knives and horse shit that's under 2¾ inches back on the airlines. So make sure that when you're packing up with your loved ones, that you're packing a blade just like every other sick, sorry motherfucker that's about to get on the same flight as you. This is Stone Cold Steve Austin. Have a good flight.
Yakuza Kick Radio. Kill 'em all. Back on top.
think about it. Fuck Hulk Hogan.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
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 We're taking over.